musician, director of middle school ministries in the late 90s, early 2000s. He's been all over the place. He went to Jackson Park, worked in Uptown area, I think Ecuador for a period of time, then Kansas, and now back in the Rock Hill area. Serves as a chaplain at Westminster Catawba Christian School. We're excited to have Jake with us for nostalgic purposes, right? He knows a lot of your parents. He's ministered in this church before. And just for being a dynamic speaker who loves the Lord. And so we're excited for Jake. Let me pray with Jake and for all of us as we open the Word tonight. Father, we do thank you for Jake. We thank you for this testimony of faith, the fact that he has served in a generation before our current youth staff. And Father, for his longevity in the faith, where he's been able to impact people for your kingdom in the far reaches of the world, even as far as Ecuador. And now back in this area, we pray, Father, for this week as he opens the word to us, may you speak through your word. May we be more enamored with Christ through this week as we sit under your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Guys, this is an honor. He's testing the, yeah, it's all good. Let's give it up for that man back there. Okay. Here's what's funny. You're gonna hear all kinds of weird things. Like, he was one of my first middle school leaders. Okay? So yeah, back in the day when I was in David's chamber seat, you know, I was like, he said, this is exactly, I mean, almost quote, okay? He goes, you don't want me, I'm a dad. You know, and I'm like, dude, your kids can hide from you, it'll be okay, it's all good. And look at him now, back there, still serving. Kind of crazy. David was one of my students. It's a little surreal, okay? I vowed that I'd be old when I'm starting to talk to people I know as children, and tonight, two of them, I got to talk to, and I won't embarrass them, but, like, I saw them when they were, like, in diapers, like in their mama's wrap thingy, you know, that what is that thing called? Snuggly something? What, you know what I'm talking about? You know. I know, you know, am I right? I don't know. You know what I'm talking, huh? A swaddle? Sounds like a bad word. All right, we won't go there. Swaddle. Whew, okay. The last time I was in this room, you would not dare to step right here because there's another, like, drop off. So, like, there were plenty of times I fell, like, to the stair because I'm a little bit, like, I get crazy. You'll see in a second. It'll get there. This room used to be purple, about four shades of it, before they made it a dark room, black room, whatever they call it, black box, you know, for my son's in theater, so it's all good. All right, so there's some history, obviously, and we'll talk about that throughout the week, but I know you've been sitting on your rear ends, and then it's like, you know, you've been working all day, and how many of you had a good day today? Okay. Good first day. It's awesome. One of the things I know about these kinds of, you know, weeks, you have to hold loosely, okay? Hold loosely the plans, okay? So if plans get, like, debacled, trust me, it's because God's got something better. I've been doing this long enough to know that if something goes haywire, something gets miscommunicated, welcome to the life of a missionary, okay? All right? If you feel that awkward feeling around people that you're not normally used to being around, welcome to most of the world. Okay? Only in America do we wig out over, like, oh no, there's three guys standing next to each other. Are they going to get you? No, they might, but, you know, it's okay. Because we serve a big, like, here's the thing. We're Presbyterians. And yes, I'm a Presbyterian, but I'm a little bit more charismatic about it. Okay? I just don't tell people I'm Presbyterian because then they think you're the frozen chosen. And I don't want you to be frozen. Okay? I love Jesus. I love youth. Part of that's because in eighth grade, the Lord put it upon I don't even remember what the dude preached, okay? But I knew, like, something hit me like a ton of bricks, and I was like, you know what? I got to draw a line in the sand. I got to be about Jesus. And the only catechism, well, I shouldn't say the only catechism that's stuck in my mind, because I know what is sin. That's, I don't know why I still remember that one. Who is God? But what is man's chief end? Okay, right? And then, you know, John Piper gave it a little twist on the, you know, conjunction, you know, whatever, okay? Bottom line is, you are put here for such a time as this. And in a room this size, it's highly likely that some of you still need to go, you know what, I'm in. I'm all in. Even though you're serving, it doesn't make you a Christian. Even though you're sitting here listening to me and what God has for me to give you, okay? Sorry, you don't go to Chick-fil-A and become nuggets. It just doesn't happen, okay? You don't walk into church, it doesn't make you a believer. My job this week is, yeah, to make the gospel engaging, but guess what? It already is. Do you hear that? Everybody shake your heads. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest thing you will ever be about. And you can use everything and anything that God has wired you to be. Does that make sense? All right, now, if you think I'm intense, just go with me. It's going to be all right, okay? I'm married. Just reached 25 years, okay? Yeah, baby. I'm proud to say it. My wife's put up with me that long. And fellas, you will marry up. Just remember that. You will marry up. Just girls, don't settle for anything less, all right? Guy who loves Jesus, hopefully. I'm just giving you a little disclaimer there. It's like a little commercial right there. I just don't have a skirt on and I'm dressed for Family Feud. All right, here's what we got. This week we're going to talk about being the beloved. I love saying it that way. The beloved. Sounds old English. I just don't have an old English accent. The beloved. Okay? Now I'm going to read to you something. I'm using my phone. Sorry, I should have left my phone too. But and here's how you know you're getting old too. I didn't bring my readers up here, so watch this. See? Tassie Longarm. I can read it from here. Isn't that crazy? All right, here we go. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and reports about him went out through all the surrounding country. Now, when I show you verses, I don't put it all up there, but it's your job to look at the before and after. Everybody got that? Say before and after. One more time. Before and after. So some of the verses you could kill slides, man, putting the whole scriptures up there, okay? But I want you to look at the before and after. There is a main passage for the week, and you hopefully will memorize it by Friday. Yes, I'm challenging you, okay? Memorize it by Friday. You'll see why. There's actually an old school song, and maybe we'll teach it, and I'll humor you and sing part of it, but I won't do that now, all right? Yeah, you're shaking your head. You want me to sing? Great. All right, let me pray again, because here's the deal. What I'm about to share with you, if you start grasping this now before you get my age, it will go well with you. Okay? Jesus straight up gives us the statement, there will be trials and temptations coming your way. Jesus was baptized, and what did his father say about him? This is my, beloved son, and what? In whom I am well pleased. Interesting, okay? Jesus gets tempted by Satan, okay? Quote scripture back, and then begins his ministry. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about tonight, okay? Let me pray. Lord, grateful for who you are, grateful for your example, that as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords with skin put on, you left your gated community in heaven to come down to our poverty, come down to our level. And for that, we're grateful. We know that you're not here in that physical sense, but you've left us a deposit, a guarantee. And that's what we walk in and walk by. And it's your Holy Spirit that, Lord, is here right now to guide and direct us to kind of grasp what your word would have for us today, tonight. We love you. Guide me, Lord. It's in your precious son's name, Jesus, we all pray. And all God's people say it.
Amen.
Amen. The beloved defined. You are therefore. There's a lot of therefores in the Bible. And when it's there, you need to find out what it's there for. Okay? I know, it's cheesy. It's like a dad joke. I'm sorry, okay? Slide, please. This is God's word. Will you stand with me? Come on, stand. First John 4, 7 through 12 is the passage in which you will be learning. I will keep bringing it up. I'll keep showing it to you all week, okay? But hopefully by the end of the week, it'll be close to your memory. Because the more we repeat it, the better it gets. All right? So here we go. Read it with me. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. All right. This is the word of the Lord. Have a seat. It would be real easy for me to be in the way, and so I don't. But I am going to say things and do things to hopefully provoke your minds. We sing, and I'm a people observer. Like, I used to like going to the malls. Malls are kind of ridiculous now. You don't really see a lot of people at malls. So I like to observe people all over the place. Could be at a park. Could be in dinner. Could be right here, right now. And when we're singing songs, okay, of worship, that's one way to worship. You do realize that today you were worshiping all day long. You do know that, right? Sometimes we don't think that way. Your life is to be an act of worship if Jesus resides on your insides. That simple. Everything you do, everything you text, everything you watch, everything you say, every interaction, okay, if Jesus resides on your insides, is this whole thing about man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. It is to be a reflection of who Christ is in you. So, there are a lot of people that do philanthropy. They do a lot of good stuff, right? So what makes the 120 of you out in the streets of Charlotte any different than people who just do it for the sake of, woohoo, I did something good for the whatever? What's the difference? Go ahead, somebody say it. What's the difference?
The heart.
Huh? The heart. What about the heart?
They do it.
Okay. The heart does it. Okay, good. Yeah, go. It's all right. Jump off that. Right. Okay. So can I suggest that if you're doing it for Christ, it actually feels pretty good. So do we need to just do things for the sake of just doing things? No. So all that to say, I think there's more oomph in what we do because we're representing the winning team. Are you tracking with me? How many of you like the idea of being on a winning team?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching dodgeball there in that gym over there. I remember when that stage was built. I cannot believe that they still have the metal cages on wheels. Okay, guys, this is like 15 plus years ago, people, okay? My child not only fell off that stage head first, okay, he literally broke his wrist. He was running, and he was going to jump off, and he tripped, and then broke his wrist, okay? He was in first grade with Todd Peterson. And Todd Peterson actually has a longer beard than him right now. We call my son the Amish guy, okay? Just because. It's just like, you know, this thing. Yeah, it's nasty. Okay. Sorry, not yours. My son's. My bad. Dodgeball. Okay? How many of you girls who don't have a good softball arm, so this is no, okay, girl power thing, all right? Okay? All right? How many of you girls that don't like dodgeball like to be on the team where you got the guys with the strong arms? Because I know what you do. All you girls get over in a corner, right? You hang out together, right? Chit-chatting, watching balls fly around, and, oh, he got hit. Oh, look at that. Right? And you're just like, yeah, let him do it. Great, great, great. At that moment, though, when all those guys get knocked out, now you're like, oh, crap! Oh, no! Okay? You know what I'm talking about, right? Am I not right? Love that. Okay? Why do I tell you this? Girls, what if you knew that every time you were in a dodgeball game, you'd win? It'd be a different, like, you're not worried about, oh, crap anymore, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Okay? We don't walk around with the oomph of what Christ has done for us. So when I watch you and you're hearing, oh, praise the name of the Lord our God, that's your life. That's why you sleep in a gym and then get in a car in the early morning and then go wherever. Does that make sense? Just this last week, I had a chance to speak at the New Venture Camp, which is at Camp Lurecrest, if any of you have gone to Camp Lurecrest. Yeah, okay. It used to be at the end, but now their first week of camp is with about 80 kids, 8-year-olds to 18-year-olds that have experienced all kinds of trauma, okay? So you need to know, this is my first time speaking to a group that big with that much need, so to speak, okay? If that makes any sense, all right? First day I got there, got on a boat with 6 8-year-old girls, okay? Dude, tons of fun, man. I mean, we were just laughing. And you know, I mean, I've got my own kids, but when I have those little, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm messing around with my own children, you know? So they're tubing and woo! So, you know, they all gave themselves two-letter, like one kid's name was SS, but I thought it was like Essence or something like that. It's typical, you know, Shaquanda, Jawanda, whatever you get in an inner city. Okay, I can say that because I'm part black. It's all good, okay? So, you know, SS, okay, didn't know her story till Wednesday. Wednesday, she was like the Tasmanian devil before lunch. Now, when I say this, we're talking explicitives galore. In the cabins, if you know Camp Lurecrest, they're kind of screened in, you know, cabins, and they pull the tarps down if it gets windy or rainy or whatever, but it's open air, you know what I'm saying? It's got a roof, but even those were leaking, actually, when we got there, it was raining. But anyway, so she's like whirlwind, just grabbing the Christmas lights that are up, pulling them down, breaking them, screaming, just beep, 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 beep. 8-year-old, dude, okay? All right? Just flying around, yelling, leave me alone, leave me alone. So I get my stuff out of my car, which is parked across this cabin, go down to get changed in the bathroom, come back up, and she's still at it. I mean, it's like 10, 15 minutes of just crying, weeping, and I'm thinking, dude, first of all, an 8-year-old having any kind of trauma, how do you deal with it? You know, but then, like, okay, she's processing, but the way she's processing is unbelievable. There's got to be something demonic about this thing. Okay, now, I'm not looking for demons around every corner because our God is a great God, right? We know that he's sovereign, right? We know that he's over everything. Like, you know, it's not like Emperor's New Groove where the little devil dude and the little angel dude are talking into Gronk's ears. Okay, that's not what it's about. There is no equality when in the economy of who God is and who Satan is with his demons, okay? But you got to know there's a spiritual warfare. And this is how you know. When you're in the situations you're in this week, I'll guarantee you your hairs on your arms might stand up. You might get that feeling, okay? It's not about being scared. It's just, okay, Lord, what do I need to do? See, we need to start paying attention to what Jesus has done for us so that then our Holy Spirit radars are up and paying attention so that when the Holy Spirit pricks our minds to go over to somebody we're not normally able to speak to normally, you go in and you go, man, it's all business. Like, I'm going to talk shop about my king and be okay with it. That's not the norm, okay? We chicken out more times than we jump in. Okay? And I can say that to you, yeah, I'm a charismatic dude, but there have been plenty of times I'd like backed off and didn't obey what God was telling me to do. So why do I tell you this? Because 6 social workers walk out of that cabin. Okay? And I'm thinking, okay, they all survived. That's good. This little 8-year-old didn't, like, you know, it wasn't like a legion of, wow, you know, just throwing them around and you start seeing people half ripped clothes and all this stuff, right? So I'm thinking, all right, maybe it's okay. I'll go in. So I asked the social worker, I go, okay, hey, like, is there anything against your protocol? Because Charlotte Mecklenburg, if any of you become social workers, cool job, man. Unbelievable. And they need more believers into it. And you don't just do, half of those social workers were probably believers, which is cool. And one of the girls told me, you know what, if you're not a believer, this is not a normal job you get called into. Field is, the harvest is ready. Are you going to be hearing the call and going? So I say to the social worker, can I go in? Obviously, I want a couple of you ladies there because this is a young lady. They're like, yeah. So I walk in, and I was just like, it's game on. Okay, I started to get all jacked up. Now, I've played some soccer in my life and love scoring goals and all of that. But, man, let me tell you something. This was game on, you know. So I walk in, and there's this little 8-year-old right before you walk in, cabin, beds, you know, bunk beds. And, there was stuff everywhere. I'm like, dude, this looks like my son's room. What the heck is going on over here? Whoa, you know. So then I'm like, all right, hold on, you know. So then I'm like looking for her, and she's over there. She's just ripping paper. Green 11, tears everywhere. Just this little 8-year-old, like intense, ripping paper. And fortunate for me, I was on a boat with her. She knows Mr. Jake. So I get down on my hands and knees, literally about this far from her. Okay? Not like I'm going to propose to you. I'm already married 25 years. It's okay. It's going to be all right. All right? So I get up in this little girl's face, and I'm like, it's all right. It's Mr. Jake. And the only thing I can think of to tell her was, Jesus is here. That was it. I've been doing youth ministry for ages. I was an elementary school teacher at Covenant Day, okay? Second grade for 4 years. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's a whole other story in itself. Started talking to her. And her demeanor started, it was like when I'm talking about Jesus, it was like she just started to like shift gears, downshift. If anybody has a stick shift, you know when you downshift on a turn or ready to change direction or, you know, pick up speed, the downshift to get going, okay? Okay, some of the guys are like, oh, it's awesome. Power. No, there's more power in the name of Jesus. So I started talking to her. Hey, Mr. Jake's here. Jesus is here too. Jesus loves you. Do you want somebody to come talk to you? And she goes, well, Kristen. So this is a young lady who's a counselor. So I start, you know, I was like, social worker, go get Kristen. Just in case something happens here, go get Kristen. So, you know, I'm there. And then all I did was say, you know what the Lord just told me? You know, these kids, do they ever get touched, like, the right way? I'm like, SS, do you want me to hug you? Do you want me to hold you? She straight up jumped in my... Now, I'm sitting on the bottom bunk at 6'2", okay? Bottom bunk of a kid bunk. So I'm like, you know, it's like, you know what I'm talking about? You know when your head hits the back of the... Yeah, you know, okay. I still have those bunk beds, actually. My son sleeps on the bunk, okay? But it's, dude, it's 6'2", man. I'm like sitting there, and she says yes. I'm thinking, oh, shoot. And boom, she just jumps in, okay? Jumps into my lap, and then it was on. It was like, oh, you know, and I just pet this little girl, you know. It's all right, Jesus is here, Mr. Jake's here, it's going to be all right. Then Kristen, the counselor, she's a volleyball player, she comes in sliding on her knees as if she was ready to, like, dig a ball out of the back. Libero's in the room, you know what I'm talking, back row, girls, volleyball, you know what I'm talking about, right? She comes in, literally, it was like, woo! Like she was doing a dance move. She ran through the cabin and boom! She slides into me and this girl, and then she wraps her arms around the two of us. Okay? She starts talking about Jesus too. That was it. She just started talking about Jesus. We're praying for her to start talking about Jesus. 30 seconds seemed like, you know, an hour, right? You know, just this time lapse thing, you know? And then all of a sudden, she pulls her head out of her lap, out of our shoulders, and she goes, I can't breathe. Turned a corner that rest of the week. So there was one more day. That night, there's a festival and stuff. So she got, but like, it's just, guys, sometimes I think we make it too complicated. Okay? So if you are loved by the King of Kings, you with me? There is no hesitation we should have about giving love away. Now, some of you in this room have experienced some things probably I would never understand or grasp. Never. But when you read God's word and it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God, regenerated, renewed, sparked anew, and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God because God is love. Can we love? Can we love, like, kind of superficially? Do people love superficially? Yes. It's all right. It's good. It's okay. All right. If in Christ, we shouldn't, but our flesh gets in the way, right? I want you to hear this word. This is just a made-up word, but it's just kind of fun because in second grade, I used to make up words, send kids to the dictionary, and he goes, Mr. Dancy, Mr. T, that's not a word. Exactly. Good job. You just did a good activity, though. You know, those dictionary words, you know, just make up a word, and that's not a word. I'll go check in the dictionary. Okay, great. Now you got Google, but, you know, whatever. All right. Why do we talk about being beloved? Why is it something that's so important? Because there's not a lot of people experiencing love the way it needs to be. Like, we have the girl power thing, right? The only reason why we have the girl power thing going on right now is because guys haven't done their job right to love and empower the girls around them. So you start practicing this now, fellas. Don't say stupid things over social media. Are you tracking with me here? Okay, if you haven't figured it out, I like to keep it real, all right? Ladies, don't judge your identity by everybody's social media stuff. Guys, you are a generation currently. You ready for this? Okay? You are the most connected, but the most lonely, most depressed, most medicated. When I'm dead and gone, dude, seriously? We're going to have some jittery people if we don't show the love of Jesus around here. Are you grappling? Are you understanding me here? All right. Next slide. Pretty please. Thank you. You're the man. It's all right. It's all good. Okay, so let me take you to this quick. Image bearer. You know what that is? Have you heard of that? Okay. We are image bearers. We are bearers of the image of God. Now, when you think about that, it's a little overwhelming. Because we believe in a sovereign God, right? We believe how intense he is, how powerful he is, all of that, to then go, wait a minute, we bear his image? See, God is a relational God. He has relationship within himself. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, right? Trinity, yeah? You got that? All right? So he's relating with himself all the time. For those of you that are loners, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to learn to relate. Okay? And it doesn't have to be a lot of people, but you're just going to have to learn to relate. Why? Because there is power. When Jesus sent out the disciples, he didn't send them out by ones. He sent them out by twos. Why? Because there's power in relationship. Okay? So you got a God who defines this thing. Let us make man in our image. That's the trifecta, okay? Better than any three-pointer Steph can shoot, okay? Bottom line, okay, God defines this, and it's like, okay, he makes us in his image. He breathed life into Adam. Then out of his side came, whoa, man. That's what I say to my wife. It's all good. It's all right. Did you get that? That was a dad joke again. That was just I'm just checking on you. All right. Then Jesus puts on skin, leaves his, like, the mystery of the, like, leaving his divinity and status and kind of coming down here and doing his thing. And, dude, it's crazy. It's like over, mind-blowing, right? But you got Jesus' work, his death, his resurrection. A lot of times we forget the ascension is pretty important. If he doesn't leave, dude, we don't have this Holy Spirit power. But here's what's cool. Jesus comes down and after being tempted says he returns to his hometown. Here it comes. Seek the city. He goes to his hometown, goes to the local synagogue, asks for the book of Isaiah, pulls out the scroll and starts reading. And what he reads, okay, is very captivating. We're going to get to it in a second. But the Holy Spirit radars, you heard me say that, yeah? Okay? There's this is my beloved son. When Jesus gets baptized, all right, God proclaims, and all the people around, it would have been like, I don't know, just amplified, boots, boots, boots. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking, okay? But it had to be like something potent. You know what I mean? Like God's voice, boom. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So when we receive what Jesus has given us, what does the Father think about us? Huh? Help me. Yeah, man. When was the last time you woke up? Hey, look in the mirror. I'm well pleasing. I know it ain't this week. I know it's not going to be this week, right? None of you are going to get up and look in the mirror and go, hey, I'm well-pleasing. No, okay? Forget that stuff, all right? I smelled you on the way in here. Okay, here we go. That was just a joke again. It's all good. All right, here we go, next one. So this is where it comes up. Now, this is what I love. I made it. But back in the day, Cliff Notes. Dude, I'm sorry, but I made it through high school on Cliff Notes, okay? I hated to read. I was a terrible reader, okay? But what I love about Mark and what I love about Luke, it's like bam, 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 right? It's just bullet points. I love that, you know? None of this long, drown out, now I love God's word, but you know what I'm talking about, okay? All right. Look at what it says. This is God speaking, Jesus speaking, okay? Look what it says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, I just read to you before. I don't know if you kind of heard me say it, but he said that the Spirit of the Lord was on him, so much so, okay? Like, people started to glorify him. Now, Jesus, I know, didn't want the credit, because we know that of other passages about him, but Luke just gives us, like, people started to be like, dude, that dude is a man. Now, here's the problem. He's in the process of this. He's in his hometown. Most of you, how many of you are born here in Charlotte? Yeah, baby. Okay, my three kids, Charlatans. It's all right. Okay? It's all good. All right? So, hometown. You get it. Okay? We take pride. I came to Charlotte in 93. The Panthers came. I'm a Panthers fan. Why? Because they started when I was here. It's all good. You know, I used to be a Buffalo Bills fan, but that's a whole other story. Okay. That's for the history people in the room. They know what I'm talking about. 4 years in a row. Okay. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has what?
Anointed.
What?
Anointed.
Okay, so wait. Why in the world does the Son of God need to be anointed? And what is he anointed for? So, we know the word Messiah means what? Kinda. So, the Messiah, okay? Anointed one. One that was going to fulfill everything. And, oh, by the way, Isaiah, back like however many years before Jesus comes back, okay, writes this. So, he's taking Isaiah, something that was written 400, 500, 600 years before he comes, okay? All right? And he's now pulling it out and reading it to his hometown. Okay, do you get this? It's kind of humorous, truthfully. Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in human skin, has got Isaiah out reading what Isaiah was prophesying. Hey, there's going to be a suffering servant who's going to come, and he's going to save our people. Okay? Now check it out. Because he has anointed me to proclaim what?
Good news.
Hey, good news. Well, good news. Good news is the word gospel, God's speed. Go get her done. Go do work. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? All right? Gospel, good news. You ready? To who?
The poor.
Yeah. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the? And recovering the sight of? To set at liberty those who are? And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Now, here's what's funny. Jesus is the Lord's favor. Okay? Jesus is saying to them, hey, I'm it. I'm the man. Okay? And not only am I the man, upon your hearing, you are helping me fulfill this thing. Wouldn't it have been cool to be in the audience that day? Think about it. 500 years before him, it gets written, and boom, he reads it to us. Awesome. Why is it awesome? Because, oh, I believe we're the poor ones, we're the captive ones, we're the blind ones, and we're the oppressed ones. You know how I know this? Because Jesus said we would have tribulations, trials, and stuff that's just a nightmare. Are you tracking with me? It's room this size, divorce, separation. Room this size, alcohol abuse. Not you drinking, but maybe family members extended. Drug use. Dude, I'm sorry, man. We go into the inner city. We just got more money here in the suburbs to cover it all up. Straight up. Let's just be real, man. Okay? You guys all go to public schools and even in Christian schools. Okay? We just know how to deal with sin a little bit better, hopefully, in a Christian school. There's a lot of doo-doo in the public schools, but, man, there's the same doo-doo in our schools here, Christian schools and beyond. Yes or no? Yes. And you can't be all like, you know, yeah, well, sure, uh-huh. You guys, I coach varsity soccer at Westminster Catawba Christian School. I'm a chaplain there. Just last week, six guys, okay? Two are driving after drinking, dummies. One gets put in juvie. One gets his license revoked for 6 months, okay? Christian school. Whatever, okay, guys, seriously? Who are we lying to? You think we're going to lie to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? If you don't keep it real now, man, you're in a hill of trouble. Because God takes out his 2x4 and whack you a little bit. And God's 2x4 is really big. You know the blind people. You know the people that are captive. You know the people that are poor in spirit. You know the ones that are oppressed, struggling. Oh, you know, anxiety, you know, depression, all that stuff takes people down a crazy road, man. You know people that have struggled. Let's be real. Next slide. So we bear images, and we're proclaiming what? Huh? I want to hear from you all. That's great. The good news, the gospel. Good news. Everybody say it. Good news, okay? Now, here we go. To whom? Poor, captives, blind, and oppressed. All right, next slide. Now, here's how we know this. So, Jesus ends up ticking off his hometown. Because upon hearing this, they're like, hey, isn't that Joseph's boy, Mary and Joseph's son? Like, what's he talking about? Because they're realizing he's kind of hitting something that's, he's kind of making himself equal with God. We know he was born in his, and actually he was born to a 14, 15-year-old girl out of wedlock. You know, and oh, we know that reputation. Joseph was just a nice guy, man. He took care. Dude, could you imagine being married? Girls? I mean, seriously? Okay? And it's public knowledge to the whole town of Charlotte. That son hits a certain age and starts going around telling people on TV, dude, you need me. I mean, seriously, you get the ramifications of this? It's a little goofy. He goes, hey, there was Elijah around here, okay? Elijah was sent, okay, to none of them but the widow of Zarephath and Sidon. You can check those stories. And then there were many lepers in Israel at the time, but Elijah the prophet, okay, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. He points out that these people are not Jewish. They're not their own kind. He says, get out of Dodge and start meeting the needs of people around you, will you? Guess what? They didn't like it. They run Jesus out of town. When was the last time you were run out of Charlotte? When was the last time you were run out of your schools? When was the last time maybe you were run out of the neighborhoods this week because you're speaking truth of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? I challenge you with this, because it says in the Word, as Jesus says, if you don't proclaim my name to people around here, I will not proclaim your name to my Father. That is a Jake Tassie paraphrase, I know. But the bottom line is, we don't just do this to get like extra credit. We don't do this to earn our salvation. We do this because Jesus did something so incredible that we can't help ourselves. That's why we sleep on a gym floor in a classroom and then get in a bus that's not heated with windows down, which most of the world has. Okay? only in America is, you know, air conditioning a luxury, seriously. Okay? Next slide. I think this is the video. Now, let me set this up, because this came to me 2 weeks ago. I only have an antenna TV, okay? Like, literally, I bought an antenna, and it's old school digital. I have about 30 channels just by digital wave. It's old school because when I grew up in the 70s and 80s, like, we had aluminum foil on the antenna of our TVs, and now it's funny to me that I have this plastic disc stupid thing up, and all I need to do is wrap it in foil, and it just look like I was back in the 70s again. But anyway, I got this, and we watch game shows in the summer. It's, you know, it's just kind of like my daughter's home from college, my son's a junior in high school, and my oldest is in Raleigh, but when he's home, it's just a stupid thing that we do, okay? We just watch games. So Family Feud, it just makes me laugh that you guys are doing that. But some of the games, one of my favorites is Jamie Foxx. He does a challenge on music with people. If you ever get a chance to watch that one, it's pretty funny. But America's Got Talent, I really don't care what kind of talent we have in America, but they do find some pretty interesting people. So 2 weeks ago, we're watching it, and this kid is blind, and this kid is autistic. Now, I don't show you this to be totally extreme, but when we think of oppressed and poor and captive and blind, sometimes we don't think of ourselves as this. And I'm going to show you some extreme ones throughout the week so that you get a picture of really putting yourself not only in their shoes, but just being captivated by really what Jesus does. And then every time I see this, I get teary-eyed. So if I get up here and I'm emotional, I'm just preparing you ahead of time. Because this is just a powerful, powerful illustration. And then we will conclude. Got it? All right? So stay with me. I have a concluding thought after you see the video. Okie dokie? You with me? You guys doing all right? All right. Let's watch this clip.
Hello.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. What's your name?
I'm Cody.
Hi, Cody.
I'm Cody Lee.
How old are you?
I am 22 years old.
Yeah.
Who are you, miss? Who are you?
I'm Mom.
Oh,
I'm
hi,
Tina
Mom.
Lee.
Hi, Tina. How
hi,
are
Tina.
You?
What are you going to do here for us today?
I'm going to sing a song for you on the piano.
I love it. Tina, tell us a little bit about Cody.
Cody is blind and autistic.
Oh. Wow.
We found out that he loved music really early on. He listened and his eyes just went huge. And he started singing. And that's when I was in tears, because that's when I realized, oh my gosh, he's an entertainer. So through music and performing, he was able to withstand living in this world, because when you're autistic, it's really hard to do what everybody else does. It actually has saved his life playing music.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, we'd love to hear you. Go for it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Come on, Cody. Come on.
Places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and I made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages. 10,000 people. from my life. You're a friend of mine. But when my life is over, remember which together. We're alone now, and I'm singing a song to you.
First of all, I will tell you that all four judges and everybody in this room were up on their feet. I will tell you that. So you gotta know that. You were wonderful. Not only do we feel the authenticity of what you do, but you're a great inspiration and a great talent. And it was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Julianne.
I know everybody needs a voice and an expression. And I really feel your heart, your passion, your voice blew all of us away. So I just want to say that I heard you and I felt you, and that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Simon?
Listen, what just happened there was extraordinary. I mean, really extraordinary. I don't know what it's like to live in Cody's world. All I can tell is that you obviously have an amazing relationship, the two of you. And your voice is absolutely fantastic. You have a really beautiful tone. And thank you so much for trusting us on this show. I'm going to remember this moment for the rest of my life.
Thank you.
I'm a new judge this season, and I'm also a new mom this year. And congratulations. It's the toughest job I've ever had and the most rewarding job I've ever had. You just want to give your kids the moon, the stars, and the rainbows. And tonight, I'm gonna give you something special.
On every mountain, and swim every ocean, just to be with you. Fix what I broke, cause I need you to see.
What if all the saints in heaven were cheering for us, whatever God wired us to be? What if? Better than any golden buzzer, the kid gets to go to Hollywood and then finish off the competition. Okay? Did you see the transformation in him? So it's like regeneration. It was like, he got to the piano, and bam, he was a different person. Crazy, isn't it? Is that what Jesus has done for you? I love logos. I don't have any tattoos. I may get one after my dad dies, because he's the one that like really doesn't like tattoos and all that stuff. I'm the firstborn son, so I honor him, whatever, okay? The X. Greek letter for the cross of Christ. Did you see it? What was that mom and son standing on the stage? The big red X. Blood of Christ. X marks the spot. You've heard those sayings before? What if we truly thought about the X in that scenario? Like, Christ has done it all so that we can be reckless. Not just like reckless love worship songs. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, I'm talking about like really thinking creatively to engage one person just this week. Maybe it's somebody right here that needs to be spoken into with the cross of Christ for just right up front and center. Bam! You need Jesus, and here's why. He is the answer. Okay? If you had the cure for all peoples with cancer, my mom's been struggling with cancer for 15 years. I was just at her house before coming over here. 15 years. She'll meet her maker, and she'll have a new body, and I'll see her again. You know, she's still alive. It's great, but, you know, it's coming. What if you treated tomorrow as if it were your last day? How would that look? I'm not trying to gain some emotional kick you in the pants thing. I'm just saying, if Jesus has given you everything, what are we holding back? This is why you seek the city. This is why you seek the city. There's one phrase I want to skip to. I think it's the next slide, actually. Yeah, okay, good. I did plan this right. Yes, okay, good. Here we go. I want you to stand with me. Because I know all the blood just pretty much, yeah, you know, sitting on those stairs. Yeah, it's all right. Okay, I want you to stretch to the ceiling real quick. Go ahead. Get on your tippy toes. Take in a deep breath. Breathe it out. Just kidding. All right, you ready? Say this with me. This is the phrase of the week, all right? Kind of the idea of you are therefore, okay? So we're the beloved. We kind of defined it. God defines it for us. It's through his son, right? Okay? Here you go. In Jesus Christ, we are beloved. Or beloved, yeah. Therefore, be loved. All right, now I want you to say it, okay? But I want you to say it with a little bit more oomph. You know what oomph is? Okay. Give me something, all right, here, please, seriously. All right, here we go. Ready, set, go. In Jesus Christ, we are beloved. Therefore, be loved. Let's pray. Put your arm around somebody. And as Hunter comes up, guys, we're going to sing a song. There is no more singing flim flam this week. There is no iffy, I'm not so sure what my neighbor thinks. I'm going to sing out. I know some of you in here don't have a great voice. That's okay. The Bible says make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. It's all good. Okay? It's all good. Make a joyful noise. All right? Let me pray for us. Lord, again, grateful for this time. Grateful for the opportunity to bring your word. Lord, I pray that we would take seriously just the one person out of a bunch that you might put us in front of, Lord, to speak truth, your truth. We need your help. Help us not to be fearful. Help us to walk with your spirit, Holy Spirit's radars, to really pick up what you're saying and then really give it away. Lord, we need you. We love you. And we're grateful for all that you've done for us. It's in your precious son's name, Jesus, we pray.